Chief Bowen stared at me for a moment, and there was anger in his face. He looked angry that I was messing up this whole thing. He tore his eyes away to Allie, who, good as her word, was trying to tell him, "Chief Bowen, I made the phone call." Fortunately, she spoke too quietly, and I don't think he understood her. He was pushing past me, with Beau beside him, and I had to grab onto the table to keep from falling backward. He said over his shoulder, "There's already a confession on the books. If you'd care to argue with Mr. Richardson about it, you're welcome to do that later." I watched in stunned silence as he and Tiny started off with Beau. I could not believe I had just stood there and told every inch of the truth about the phone call, and Allie had told the truth about the disc before that, and Beau was still walking off in between two cops. One cop who was a wife cheat, with a sociopathic mother bringing up the rear. I think I was still more scared than mad. I was scared that these allegedly respectable people had let this thing get so bad. I guess I thought seeing a situation clearly was just part of being a grown-up. I let fly at the backs of their heads.
"You stupid people! You know he didn't kill anybody! You just have to find some way to keep your own screwed-up version of reality going."
A hand slapped over my mouth, and I felt a massive arm pulling me backward. I watched Chief Bowen turn and give me some don't-tangle-with-me stare, and it was a good thing Mr. Ames had his hand over my mouth because I was running through every curse word I knew. Beau was laughing at the top of his lungs, though I couldn't figure out what was funny. Chief Bowen hollered to Mr. Ames,
"Get him out of here!"
I saw Chief Bowen turn to Mrs. Creed and bark,
"Sylvia, you're not invited."
She stopped in her tracks, and that's all I remember until I was in Mr. Ames' office and he was pushing me into a chair. I fell into it hard. I didn't know he had grabbed Allie, too, and he flung her by the arm, but not as hard. She dropped into a chair, and I could hear Mrs. Creed's hagging voice from somewhere nearby. It got drowned out a little by Mr. Ames' voice, which was right in my face.
"If you want to win people over, you need to work on your tact. You're taking lessons from Beau Richardson."
"Going to lie for that boy, you two will suffer very, very serious consequences,"
Mrs. Creed's voice blasted. I turned to see Mr. Ames grab the door handle. She was standing in his doorway. I thought he was going to slam the door in her face. He got it about halfway shut, then stopped. They stared at each other. He looked like he couldn't take much more of her constant badgering, but it was his job to be polite to parents, and he was having a real inner battle here. She looked defiant, and my stomach was twisting. After a moment, he cleared his throat and said softly,
"You may come in. I think Tori and Allie and I would like to have a talk with you. We want to tell you about Chris."